They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women to follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from the pious women of Islam. The pious women of Islam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome once again in our beautiful series The Pious Women of Islam, in which Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we learn about different aspects of our righteous predecessors, our righteous pious women of Islam, and we talk about their life, various aspects of their life, how they led their lives, and see what Madani pearls we can derive from their seerah to implement into our lives. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in our previous episode, we were discussing the excellencies and virtues of Hazrat Sayyidatun Nisa Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we will continue talking about the excellences and few other aspects of the blessed life of Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Please stay with us until the end and InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will gain abundance of knowledge. Before carrying any further, let's listen to a virtue of reciting Durood Sharif, sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir Ahl Sunnat, founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, mentions a very beautiful virtue of reciting Durood Sharif, sending peace and salutations in his very beautiful booklet, The Dark-Skinned Slave. Published by Maktabat al-Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami. On page number 1 of this beautiful booklet, Dark-Skinned Slave, Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah mentions a blessed hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that Jibreel told me that Allah azza wa jal has said, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala Are you not pleased when anyone from your ummah sends salat, sends durood upon you once? And I shower 10 mercies upon him. And when anyone from your ummah sends one salam, I send 10 salams upon him. Now, what is meant by sending salam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In the commentary of this hadith sharif, the renowned commentator, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, Allah sending salam means either making angels convey salam to him or protecting him from troubles and calamities. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in our last episode, we were discussing the virtues and excellences of Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And we were mentioning the narration in which we were told that there is no one more than Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha who resembled Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in walking, in facial complexion, in her conversation, etc., etc. So this also indicates how much she radiyallahu ta'ala anha observed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and how devotionally she followed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the same narration, as we carried further, we came to know that when she radiyallahu ta'ala anha would present herself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would stand up to welcome her, would kiss her hand and make her sit at his place. And when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would go to her, she would do the same. She would stand up in his reverence. She would hold and kiss his blessed hand and make him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam sit at her place. What a beautiful example is being laid down over here for us, that for those fathers who are blessed with this ni'mah, with this blessing of daughters, that we find from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how shall we treat our daughters? And on the other hand, We also learn how Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she respected her father, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then when Aqai do Jahan sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would come to Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would stand up out of reverence, out of respect. And she radiallahu ta'ala anha would hold and kiss his blessed hand, and she radiallahu ta'ala anha would make him sit at her place. What a beautiful example. So we can say that Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha resembled Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from head to toe. No one else resembled Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam more than Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. This was also her speciality. If we carry further talking about the excellences and virtues of Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, another aspect of her blessed life we see is how devotionally she would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The example which is set down, which is laid down by her for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not normally found. We see the rank and the status that she radiallahu ta'ala anha attained in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is at one side. But how devotionally she worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something for us to follow. That Hazrat Sayyidina Shah Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions in Madarij al-Nubuwa that Hazrat Sayyidina Hasan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions that at the night time we would see our mother, i.e. Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, staying awake in the ark, in the mihrab, and she would offer salah. Now, she would prostrate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all night long, to the extent that the morning would arrive. To the extent that the night, all night would be spent in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we learn from this very beautiful aspect of Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha? She radiallahu ta'ala anha would have such a great yearning and zeal to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But nowadays, ma'azullah, summa ma'azullah, we don't even care about our fard salah. We're not talking about nawafil. We're not talking about optional salah or those optional deeds that would draw us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We leave salah because we are very tired. We leave our salah because we are at work. We leave our salah because we're sitting with our friends and families. We leave our salah because we've gone outside and there's no place to offer salah. Ma'adallah, these are all those lame excuses which we make to leave our fard salah. So when we continue learning the seerah of Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, we see that she wouldn't spend any of her time. She would keep worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said that even when she radiallahu ta'ala anha would be putting her princes, Hazrat Hasan and Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, to sleep, even during that time while she's putting them to sleep, she would be doing zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Mawla Kainat Ali al-Murtaza, Shaykh Khuda Karram Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahu al-Kareem, narrates that even the time when she would be cooking, she would be doing the tilawat, the recitation of Holy Quran. So this is the seerah of Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And we need to ask ourselves, how much tilawat al-Quran, how much Quran do we recite? Do we even know how to recite Holy Quran? So we need to ponder upon our state. From this aspect of the seerah of Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, we should develop a mindset that we should also have a yearning, an urge, and a zeal to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we can. We should also develop a mindset of doing zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and spend the precious moments of our lives in reciting the Holy Quran. If we don't know how to recite Holy Quran, then we should take admission in Madrasatul Madina Balighan and Balighat and learn how to recite Holy Quran properly, and then start reciting Holy Quran. And in this way, we would be following in the footsteps of Hazrat Sayyidatun Nisa Fatima Az-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's move on to another aspect of her beautiful seerah. We've seen what a great enthusiasm she had to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now moving on to another aspect of her seerah, is the karamat, is the saintly miracles that she radiallahu ta'ala anha possessed. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses His chosen people with karamat, with saintly miracles. Same is the case with Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. So let's listen to a very beautiful karamat, a saintly miracle of hers, to enlighten our hearts further with her love. Therefore, we all know the incident When Hazrat Uthman Ghani رضي الله تعالى عنه invited Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم to his house, and Hazrat Uthman Ghani رضي الله تعالى عنه was coming behind Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, and when Aqa عليه الصلاة والسلام asked Hazrat Uthman Ghani رضي الله تعالى عنه that what are you doing, he رضي الله تعالى عنه replied that on every step of yours I will free one slave. So this was the reply of Hazrat Uthman Ghani رضي الله تعالى عنه. Upon this, Hazrat Ali al-Murtaza Shere Khuda Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajahul Kareem, he became extremely impressed. And he came home and said to Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha that, "O Fatima, my brother Uthman prepared a great feast, a splendid feast for Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and freed a slave on every step of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I want to do the same." Look at a beautiful mindset, you know. That Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu has done this for Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I want to do the same. Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she also became extremely impressed upon the enthusiasm of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And she said that, "Go invite Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Same arrangements will be done in our house too." Now over here, we need to learn. What do we learn over here? That Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she straight away listened to her husband. Straight away, whatever her husband said, she said labbaik. She didn't say that, you know, we are very poor, how can we manage all this? It's beyond our affordability to invite someone to a great feast. We can't do this, we don't have money, etc., etc. She didn't create a scene. As soon as Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked her for something, she radiallahu ta'ala anha straight away said labbaik. She didn't argue, and straight away she said that, "Go and do this," as if she wanted the pleasure of her husband. So Islamic sisters should learn from this aspect of the seerah of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, that whenever husbands, they demand for anything lawful, they shouldn't say no to them. They should try to earn the pleasure of their husbands by fulfilling their lawful desires, so they can earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in the pleasure of husbands. So she radiallahu ta'ala anha said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, "You two go and invite Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Same arrangements will also be done in our house." So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and invites Aqa alayhi salatu salam. So Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gathered a large number of sahaba, of companions alayhi wa ridwan, and came to the house of his beloved daughter Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now when Holy Prophet alayhi salatu salam came to the house of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, along with a lot of companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, she radiallahu ta'ala anha went into seclusion, in a secluded place. She prostrated, she went into sajda in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and supplicated that, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, your bondswoman Fatima has invited your beloved and his companions. Your bondswoman just has faith in you. Your faith is the only thing that she has. Therefore, please don't let me down and make preparations for this feast from the unseen." So this is the dua that she makes. She puts the cooking pots onto the stove. Mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal started to downpour, and Allah Azza wa Jal filled those pots, those cooking pots which were on the stove with the food of paradise. She radiallahu ta'ala anha started serving from the pots, and Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam finished eating along with his companions alayhi wa ridwan. Moreover, praise to Allah Azza wa Jal, there was no reduction in the food. Even though Aqa alayhi salatu salam finished eating, Sahaba Akram alayhi wa ridwan finished eating, there was no reduction in the food. And the companions alayhi wa ridwan, they were shocked to the taste and the smell of the food that was coming from the food, and how tasty the food was, what a beautiful smell was coming from the food. Upon seeing Sahaba Akram alayhi wa ridwan shocked, upon seeing them being astounded, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to them that, "You know where this food has come from?" Then Sahaba Akram alayhi wa ridwan, they replied, "No, Ya Rasulullah." Then Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Azza wa Jal sent this food for us from paradise. So after all this, Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha went in secluded area again, into seclusion again, and went into prostration once again, into sajda in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. And she said that, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, O Allah Azza wa Jal, Uthman Ghani freed one slave on every step of your beloved, but your bondswoman Fatima cannot afford this. It is beyond my affordability. O Allah Azza wa Jal, please free sinful people from the ummah of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from hell, equal to the number of steps that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has taken to come here. Now, as soon as Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha finished this supplication, Hazrat Jibreel Amin alayhi salam suddenly descended in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with the glad tiding that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the supplication of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha has been accepted. Allah Azza wa Jal has said that we have freed 1,000 sinful people from hellfire for every step that you have taken to come here. Allahu Akbar. This was the dignity, this was the rank of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And we come to know of another beautiful lesson over here, my dear Sami brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, that Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, first of all, she supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a need, for a desire, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I need such and such blessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with whatever she asked for. But once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her, she radiallahu ta'ala anha didn't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But after acquiring what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her, she went into prostration, she went into sajda again, she paid gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with. And we learn from this aspect of her seerah that whenever we are blessed with a ni'mah, with a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we shouldn't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, we should increase our worships. In fact, we should pray gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing righteous actions, by performing more righteous actions than before. That when we need something, we ask in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are inflicted with a calamity, we go in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We start offering salah, we start asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as soon as we are blessed with what we were asking for, it is often seen that we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shouldn't be the case, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channels. But we should increase our worships. Once we've asked for something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, then we should pay gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do we do that? We're worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more. This is what we learn from the seerah of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, that do not forget your Lord Almighty. Do not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any kind of circumstances of your life. Whether we need something, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've been blessed with what we were asking for, now pay gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Another beautiful karama, saintly miracle of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha is mentioned in very beautiful book published by Maktabatul Madina titled Hikayate or Nasihate. In this book, Hazrat Sayyiduna Shu'ayb Harifi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions that when disbelievers, they asked to split the moon into two to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to prove his prophethood. So when they asked him to split the moon into two, in those days Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was pregnant with Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So upon this, when the disbelievers, they asked Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam to split the moon into two, then Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that how disgraced and accursed is the one who denied our master Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is the best Nabi, he is the best of the Nabi and Rasul. So she said this. But Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was in the womb of Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she called out from her womb saying, "Oh my mother, don't be distressed. Undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal is my beloved father's helper." So this was another saintly miracle of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha that is mentioned in the books, in the books of seerah of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that even at that time she radiyallahu ta'ala anha spoke out, and this voice was heard from unseen, and she radiyallahu ta'ala anha called this out from the womb of her mother. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So they can see the greatness and dignity and the rank that she radiallahu ta'ala anha possessed through these saintly miracles, these karamat as well. Now, how she apparently departed from this world. It is narrated that after the apparent departing of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam from this world, she radiallahu ta'ala anha was seen smiling only once. And when was that? That she radiallahu ta'ala anha was extremely worried that all my life I saved myself from the gazes of strange men. But what if after my death, strange men, they cast their gaze on my dead body? Look at the madani mindset of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, how much she is caring about her parda, about her veil. That she is even caring about her veil after her death. The time when the accountability stops, when Karam and Katibin, the angels, they stop writing in your book of deeds. Even at that time, she's thinking that until now, I saved myself from the gazes of strange men. But what if after my death, strange men are able to see my dead body? This is what she always remained worried with. So once, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Asma binte Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that in Habsha, in Ethiopia, I saw that they would, how they would bury a deceased is that they would prepare a palanquin and they would place the dead body on it. Then they would bring some branches of trees and they would tie the dead body with it and they would place a piece of cloth over it. And this way, the body parts of the deceased are not exposed to anyone. They cannot be seen by anyone. So upon listening to this, she radiallahu ta'ala anha became extremely pleased. So this is the way, my dear Swami brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, how Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha departed from this world. And this was the Madani mindset of hers, that what if after my demise, strange men are able to see my body parts, or they are able to cast their gaze on my body. This was the Madani mindset of hers. And the only time that she smiled was when she came to know how her body can be concealed, how her body can be hidden even after she has passed away. So not only in her life, but also after her passing away, she made sure that no strange man is able to cast his gaze on her body. This was the mindset of Hazrat Sayyidatun Nisa Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And why wouldn't it be, my dear son brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, as she was brought up by the best of the mankind, by her beloved father, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our Islamic sisters the ability to follow in the footsteps of Hazrat Sayyidatun Nisa Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choices of blessings upon the blessed shrine of Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all without accountability for her sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women. To follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from. The pious women of Islam. The pious women.